All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend. So in the past weeks, we have been hearing about this virus going around, and not until recently it has gotten, you know, just a bit more serious than what we all thought this was going to be. That virus I'm talking about is the coronavirus, and... Thanks, everyone, for the song. All right. It is a serious thing, though. It's not, you know, something to really joke about. A lot of people have died. So, you know, time to turn that off and get serious about it. So, we do know a few things about this virus. In the past week... You know, a lot has changed. We didn't take it as serious, and now I feel like we should take this very seriously. What we do know about this virus is the following. So, the disease... So, okay, also, this is for the... This was from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and the COVID-19, which is, I guess, what they're calling it now. Some key facts about it, and you can go right on their website if you want to see this. The first fact is that the disease can make anyone sick, regardless of race or ethnicity. Second, most people, the immediate risk becomes seriously ill from the virus that causes the COVID-19 is thought to be low. So older adults and people of any age with underlying health conditions such as diabetes, lung disease, or heart disease have a greater severe illness from this disease. Next, someone who has completed quarantine or has been released from isolation does not pose a risk of infection to other people. That's an important one because I feel like people that do have it and, you know, get out of it and are better, I feel like everyone's, like, concerned about that. There are simple ways that you could keep yourself and others healthy from this virus. And the main one to me is just wash your freaking hands, like I said last week. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Now, I've been trying not to touch my face. I feel like I touch my face a lot, and it's been very hard. The thing is, I wash my hands, you know, a lot. So, I feel like I don't have that much of an issue if I do touch my face, but I'm trying not to touch my face. Stay home when you're sick. Of course, that should be something that everybody does. And the last one is cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue, then throw the tissue in the trash. Of course, that's, again, something that everyone should know. You could stop the COVID-19 by knowing the signs and symptoms. The first one is a fever. Second is a dry cough, shortness of breath. Seek immediate advice if you develop any of those symptoms. Even if you don't have it, just to, you know, go get checked out and to see, that's very important. And with the isolation, we're actually gonna, you know, we're gonna do phone calls today. I can't even talk. We're gonna be taking phone calls, from multiple people. It's gonna be a lot from my Instagram, people I have on Snapchat. You know, I have many friends all over the world, so I hope that they call and it's not just people from, you know, New York, New Jersey area. So we'll see what happens. I'm actually gonna send it out right now and check and see who calls. And as we do that, I will keep talking about this. And if we don't get phone calls, guess what? We don't get phone calls and we call it a day. But also on my Instagram, I did post a message board. And if you want to ask a question, or actually it's not like a question. It's like, the thing I'm saying is like, what are you doing regarding, what are you making the best, or no, sorry, how are you making the best of being in quarantine? Because as of right now, a lot of people, a lot of us should be in quarantine as we speak. And, you know, we need to take this seriously. So I have a few. All right. So the question is, I have two already. Some people want to joke around, but so the question was, how are you making the best of being in quarantine? And the first one that we got, someone said cleaning, which I agree. I feel like everyone should take this opportunity of being in the house to clean your house, you know, for yourself and for others around you. But, you know, for yourself, like, clean your house. Like, it's the perfect time to. Like, I feel like everyone has such, like, hectic schedules. And now that we can't do anything, it's, like, best just to do that. And then, you know, also people want to be jokesters and say that they're doing coke. So, yeah, those are the two that I got so far. We'll see what else we get. But what we know about this virus is a lot. We know a lot. And we also know a few other things, like stay 6 feet apart from people. When you're talking to people, I know some said two, I feel like 2 feet. I don't know, like 2 feet to 6 feet, I would say. Just stay your distance from people. Stay home. That's the number one thing. And I'm even keen to doing this. I'm not staying home. And that's something that really sucks. But I need things in my life. Like, I needed milk. Oatly milk, of course. I needed, what else did I need? I needed, like, frozen foods. Because I know that if we're stuck in the house, like, these fruits and vegetables are not going to stay. Like, I'm going to have to eat all of them. So, I needed things like that. I needed creamer for my coffee because I don't drink normal milk. I have almond milk creamer and stuff like that. The CDC, they're stating that this might go on for 8 weeks. 8 weeks! That is a serious thing that we need to think about. So, oh my God. I don't know. I'm just like, I hope not, because like so many people are out of work and, you know, so many people rely on their paychecks and they live a paycheck to paycheck life. Like almost every American lives a paycheck to paycheck life. So not to have work is very crucial for many people. Also, we have the U.S. stats. So first I'll do the U.S. stats, and then I will do the worldwide stats. So the U.S. stats are that there are 10,000 cases. Oh my God, sorry, I need coffee. Okay. There are 10,000 cases in the U.S. alone. 150 people have passed as of now. And, lastly, 100 people recovered. So those stats don't look promising. I'm just saying that because I was reading it and I'm like, are you kidding me? But then the worldwide stats kind of had a different perspective on everything. So there are, as of now, which I am filming this on a Wednesday, or recording this on a Wednesday night, 200. Oh, we have our first caller. Okay. Hello?
Didn't you just say call me?
Okay. Yeah. All right, caller, what is your name and where are you from? City and state.
Oh, you can see me on Snapchat. This is Yazzie. Anyways, I'm north of Brunswick. State withheld. You know, I don't want people to know, you know.
All right, so how are you? Did you get my question?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so how are you dealing with this? Even though we just went out today and I already disclosed that, but.
I know we went out today. I went out the other day. Yesterday, I went out like every day. Well, the weekend I didn't go out, but Monday I went out, Tuesday I went out, Wednesday I went out. That's bad, right?
Yeah, it's not great, but I feel like if you need, like, essential things, like, I needed creamer, I needed, like, milk, and that's what I was just saying on the podcast, like, I needed this stuff, so,
Yeah.
But when you are
stuff.
Yeah, but when you are home, like, what are things that you're doing to keep yourself busy? Are you binge watching Netflix? Are you, like...
Yeah, I know, on the weekend I was watching some stuff on Hulu. Thank you, Georgie. I got caught up on, like, The Walking Dead. Actually, I think that was, like, Monday in the daytime, whatever. I caught up on Walking Dead. I'm all caught up. I saw the new one. I know, right?
Yeah, that's the best part about this. Like, even though this is crazy of what's going on, I'm just happy I'm able to, like, kind of binge watch shows that I haven't been able to binge.
Exactly. I gotta go through my Netflix and all that to see, like, what I can watch. On Amazon Prime, I marked, like, a couple things. Like, people were saying, oh, watch this, watch that. So, hope to do that. But tomorrow, I'm gonna be doing, like, laundry, you know, all that regular stuff. So, yeah.
Well, to fit in some, you know. Yeah, and I was saying that, too. Like, this is such a great time to, like, clean the house and, like, you know, it's not, yes, like, it's not like we can't, like, open the doors and windows. Like, I feel like it's such a perfect time because it's spring now. It's, like, nicer weather. We could just open the windows, kind of just, like, freshen up the house. Like, I think I'm going to do that tomorrow if I'm not, like, lazy all day again. But
yes, exactly. I know I need to do some, like, cleaning of these other, like, rooms in my house. And I know I still want to, like, switch my bedroom, which I haven't done, but I feel like I could do it.
There's yeah.
There's going to be nothing else to do.
No, I know. Exactly. Yeah.
and then like, cleaning supplies, whatever.
So yeah. Okay. That's the one thing I had. Like, thankfully, this whole time I've had cleaning supplies. I have Lysol and stuff like that. But today we went to Target to see what they had. I needed creamer and, like, we got flour and I needed, like, almond milk. But I also wanted to see if there were any wipes, like any wet wipes,
oh my gosh,
like stuff
it was
like
bad.
That.
It was
we
like,
but
it was
we
bad.
Found a little stash.
Those wet ones. It was like in the food section.
It was in.
Didn't want it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The one we were just walking, and I'm like, oh, what? And then you're like, oh my god, and we're like, shh, say nothing.
I know, but nobody was there to even hear me like yell.
I know.
I was just like shocked. I'm like,
yeah,
that's like a miracle. You got blessed.
Somebody I know. Blessed us. Just to like have it. Like I was telling you, like I have a lot, but I wanted like a few more just in case we're stuck like home.
Right.
So
exactly. And then you want to start cleaning the doorknobs or whatever you're going to be cleaning.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And
so
then we found the, the Purell, those like hand wipes also like.
Yes, the Purell. Yeah, those are great too. I opened them up earlier. They smell so good.
Oh, because
I usually use the Clorox.
Yeah, exactly. I have some Clorox ones. I do have like the wet wipe ones also like for traveling and stuff, but I haven't used them in a long time. But still, I mean, once you see it, you gotta buy it, whether you really needed it or not, because it's, but tomorrow it's not gonna be there. Once
yeah,
you get
it's
that,
not.
That Target, has this, forget it. It's
yeah,
gone.
Yeah, it's. I think because it was like 11:30 when we went. It was still early, so.
Yeah. Exactly, and then I'm like following like on Facebook like those groups, you know, the township, you know, residents of North Brunswick.
Yeah.
Everyone's posting. Go here, they have toilet paper. Go here, they have this. So like, it's getting out there.
Yeah.
Like, people go there. People go to the store, and then it's empty.
Yeah, which is nice that they're letting us know, but at the same time, it's like it's gonna be gone by the time you get there. Then
exactly by the time we see the message and we go to the store, it's gonna be empty. Whatever. Look, we did our best today.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh my god.
Stay safe, and we will message each other through this crazy stuff.
Exactly.
And I'll give you some recommendations for Netflix.
Oh, yes, heck yes. Text me. I
need it. All right. Have a good one.
All right. See you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, another call. Hello, caller. What is your name and what state are you in?
This is Danielle and Stephanie, and we're from New Jersey.
Woo!
Hi.
Hello. All right. So did you guys get my message of what the question was?
Yes.
Okay, so how are you guys dealing with all of this?
We're basically just my mom is making some good dinners and we're eating it. it's good food, spending our breaks outside and enjoying the warmth, going for walks with our dog, drinking some good alcohol as well. We're having some skinny girl margaritas.
Hey, skinny girl margaritas. I have a lot of wine at home, but I have yet to have some. But it's already day two, and I'm, like, cringing, and I feel like I have nothing to do.
Crack it open. You deserve it.
All right. And then are you working from home, or is that not happening anymore?
Yeah, we're both working from home. Same hours every day.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah, it keeps us busy.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then are you binge watching shows? Are you doing anything lazy, or are you just constantly being, what's the word? Not athletic, but.
Well, we're staying in our sweatpants all day, so we're not getting ready at all. Pretty lazy.
That's good though.
We try to stay active, like a little, yeah. Once work ends, we'll go on a little run, or we'll do like a little at home workout stretch in the morning, you know, keep the blood flowing.
Oh my God. I need to do that. I've been so lazy. I've been telling myself I'm going to clean my room. I clean my room today, but I was telling myself I would like clean other rooms in the house and, you know, really like go in and actually like do things and work out. And I haven't been doing any of that.
It's a perfect time to clean.
It
is. Perfect time to clean because it's spring cleaning.
It is. That's true. Yeah, I definitely agree. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, guys.
We love your show.
Thank you. All right. Love you. Good night.
Bye. Love you.
All right. So, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So, worldwide. Oh my God. Am I getting another phone call? All right. Worldwide is 220,000 cases. 9,000 have passed. But here is the better news. It's not great news, but it's better news. 85,000 have recovered since. So to me, that is definitely showing that there is hope for all of this. But it's still like such a crazy thing. But yeah, definitely like everyone was saying, just like they're cleaning, they're actually doing like productive things, as like, you know, Danielle and Stephanie just said. And, you know, a lot of this kind of stuff is good. And, like, in Italy, like, right now, they are seeing in the water, since no one has been out, that the water is actually fixing itself and that it's clearing up. And, like, they could actually see the bottom of Venice, like, in the water. So that's an awesome thing to hear. But this is ways, I want to let everyone know, ways to help. The pandemic, is that what they're calling it? Yeah. Is to, one, stay home if you don't have to go anywhere. I should not be talking because I have been out today, but, you know, as much as you can, just stay home. Don't go out. Have the essentials, and the essentials to me are water and, like food, anything like that. To me, toilet paper and paper towels are not essentials. We can live without it. Of course, it's nice to have, but we can live without it. What else? Someone said on my Instagram with the question that I gave out, spring cleaning and trying to develop some new hobbies and skills. That is a good one. This is such a time to definitely be one with yourself and even like figure yourself out and do like little fun things. That's awesome. I love it. I love all the questions and calls we're getting. I'm like in shock. What else? Oh, and if at stores, please be cautious of others. And I don't say like be cautious of them coughing, blah, blah. Be cautious of the older people that are just trying to get what they need, and like, everyone else is overcrowding them and like not letting them get what they need is an essential to them. Luckily, a lot of stores, at least here in New Jersey, have been having like days where only, you know, people that are 60 and older, or like people that, you know, have that are handicapped go in. So, sorry, I'm like burping. So that's an awesome thing. I'm so happy that those stores are doing this because, you know, my grandparents live in Florida. And we are so devastated by this. And, you know, we're just telling them, like, please stay inside. You know, it's very scary. And, you know, my grandfather, like, he has to do it all because my grandmother can't carry water bottles and stuff like that. So for us, it's been very scary and that he's been going to the store. But, you know, they got everything they need now. And, you know, they are not going outside anytime soon. But, yeah, just, like, you know, keep yourself cautious of, you know, the older people that, you know, have a harder time getting around, and that they're actually in these stores and that they are trying to get what they need. Next is keep busy. You know, quarantine is around 14 days, so a lot of people could definitely lose their mind within that time. So, you know, keep busy with yourself. You know, if you have family, you know, do things together, board games, stuff like that. Also keep in contact with your loved ones, whether it's on the internet, FaceTime, texting, especially if they live alone. You know, it could get very lonely throughout this time. Definitely keep in touch with them. And lastly, shoes off when you get home and throw those clothes in the wash, because we are in a time that, well, this is if you're going to work. So, like, if you're at work all day and you're with people all day still, at this time, I really feel like people should not be working, but you should take off your shoes and you should wash your clothes because it is a rough time out there. It's like, you know, it's going to get scary. And the fact that there are so many cases coming day in, day out that, like, we didn't have the day before is even scarier. Like, in New Jersey alone, we just got double the cases in one night. Like, to us, that is severe. Like, we don't know what this is. We don't know what it's going to do. We don't know the outcome. We are just guessing at this point. And, you know, to see what's been happening with China, it's like it really can get scary. So we all need to kind of just quarantine ourselves to hopefully get rid of what this is. But yeah, other than that, just try to stay home as much as you can. Take care of one another. Distance yourself from people, unless it's, of course, your family, then, you know, you can't kind of distance yourself because you all live together. And yes, other than that, I don't know what else to say. I think we're done with the phone calls and all of the questions. Thank you, everybody who did send out questions. I love them and I love you. And thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you all are safe. And I hope we could get out of this all alive and well. Wow, I'm like really rough out here in these streets. But yeah, like, this is real, guys. If you needed to know, this is real. Guess what? It's real. It's really happening. So you gotta really take this seriously, because if you don't, it will never end. And there will always be something going on. We need to nip it in the butt and just deal with this of what we have right now. Because, again, it is real. All right, I'm thinking of everybody out there. Again, get your Purell wipes, your hand sanitizer, your wipes, your Lysol, your Clorox, your all of that kind of stuff. And if you're home and quarantine, good for you. Clean your house, make it nice and tidy so you could stay healthy and safe and nice and clean. All right. If you need Netflix recommendations, always inbox me, DM me, whatever. Have a good one.